You're listening pretty late, and it is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are pleased to welcome Molehill tonight, and here they are with The Repeating.
Tell me something good, maybe about that girl who loved you, cause this romance ain't right. I'm on the losing side, I gotta grit my teeth and close my eyes. Whoa. Goes away, and my arms and legs are scarred, but I'll keep taking hits until the hammer falls. The bell rings one last time, and I drop it all. I've been to war, the fight that keeps repeating. I've been to war, and it's come from my whole life, and that's all I know.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was amazing. That was Molehill with their song, The Repeating. And they are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio for Music Monday. Do we have, are there mics?
There are two mics that they could sit at. These two right here, gentlemen, if two of you guys want to sit down and do part of the interview now.
Yeah, two and two.
And then we'll get two of you guys after the first commercial.
Yes. So do two and two. So what are we getting? We're getting.
Pull some straws right now. Pick it.
Look, Todd's giving up his chair.
Oh, look,
nice. Look at that. He's like, I'm going to go get some pizza. Okay. Go get some pizza, will you?
Yeah, Todd, there's pizza.
We'll do more Supreme Court stuff after 12:30.
There's amazing Lou Malnati's.
So much pizza, by the way, from Lou Malnati's. Brandon C. Price joins us. He's often here for our Music Monday extraordinary experience. So joining me over here, we have the keyboard pianist. Do you prefer keyboardist?
Keyboardist is good, yeah.
Keyboardist?
Keyboardist.
Is that a title? What? Come on closer to that microphone. What's your name?
Greg Van Zuden.
Hey, Greg Van Zuden. Where are you from originally?
I'm from the north suburbs of Chicago.
You know, you can be more specific than that. We all kind of know the north suburbs. You know, I don't know if you're familiar. This is Chicago.
And, it's true. It is true. I'm from Chicagoland.
Appreciate that. I worried that, like, is nobody home and you're afraid someone will break
it? No, I'm from Winnetka, Illinois.
We actually are familiar with Winnetka. Okay. Very nice over there. You have a lovely train station, some great boutiques over there.
We do.
Right off of Green Bay Road and such. Drums?
Yes, my name is Devin Staples.
Hey, Devin Staples. And where are you from originally?
Evanston, Illinois.
Also familiar. Well, look at all these. All North Shore. I'm going to go ahead and say North Shore all in the house. Did you go to ETHS?
Yes, I did.
Go Kits. My husband was an Evanston grad as well.
Oh, sweet.
He went to St. Athanasius, and King Lab, I think, was his first school.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like Evanston. It's a great suburb in the fact that it has sort of everything, right? It's got the university, which, by the way, they pay no real estate, but that's fine. No taxes on that, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a cool little college town.
A little bit. Yeah. Are you still living there?
No.
It's a cool little college town. I left.
No, now I'm
in the city.
Western suburbs.
Now. Oh, western suburbs. Oh, we'll let that
Lombard,
be. Okay, there you go. You have to be specific there. So Devin Staples is from Evanston. Greg Van Zuden?
Van Zuden.
Van Zuden from Winnetka. And over there, was it bass or guitar?
I'm guitar, yeah. I can't guitar. See you. We have this monitor here. But I'm Peter Manhart, and I'm from Libertyville.
Oh, look at that. We're getting farther north as we go. Peter Vanhart?
Peter Manhart.
Oh, man. I was going to say either one of those are very... what a great name. Is that your given name?
Or? Yeah, that's my.
I mean, like, that's
name.
The kind of thing you go into, like, what should I use as a band name? Manhart.
Yeah, I was born into this.
What's
life.
The origin of Manhart?
I don't know. I think kind of German, Germanic, Norwegian, something around there.
I feel like I should say it that way. Manhart!
Yeah.
It seems like it should have that kind
it's
of
strong
weight
name,
it.
Yeah.
From Libertyville. And what was the first instrument you played?
Me, piano.
Oh, so yeah. There you go. Yeah. So you picked up the guitar because it was a little more mobile, a little more chick-friendly?
And a lot cooler. I just, went to some, like a Tom Petty concert, I think. I was like, I should start playing guitar.
That will do it. I believe that Tom Petty turned a lot of people off of the keyboard.
Yeah.
and bass over here?
My name is Trevor Jones. I'm from the historic town of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
What? Okay, well, that's completely different than all of our northern side boys. Trevor, what brought you to Chicago?
I came out here to study with a bassist from the Chicago Symphony, Rob Kassinger.
And that's really the path a lot of people take is to... by the way, Craig, first time ever, somebody who came here to study with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He came here from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, of all places. How are you finding Chicago? How many years have you been here?
I've been out here since 2007, so I'm pretty...
So you're a little well-adjusted.
Pretty well acclimated, yeah.
Kind of gotten used to us over here.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anybody actually from Gettysburg. You just think of it as a big battlefield.
It is. Worse, the whole town is surrounded by it. I live about like 500 yards away from where I believe it was General Reynolds was shot.
And growing up under in the shadow of Gettysburg, like is it sort of a little bit of pressure to sort of know everything there is about the battles, about the speeches?
I can give some pretty decent impromptu tours of the battle.
I would imagine you probably can. Okay, here's my question. Any ghost stories? People have to have so many ghost stories about Gettysburg.
So...
You didn't think that it was going to go this way, did you? Nobody ever does.
I mean, my friends and I would usually troll ghost tours during high school, and we just...
You would mess with the people on the tours?
Well, we just drive by and yell boo really loudly, and it was...
Oh, you could have gotten so much more intricate. You really could have gotten into the woods.
Yeah. No, I mean, right? there was... my dad works at Gettysburg College, and the building next to him, that basement was actually like one of the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So... They swear, and that's like the big admin building at the college, so they swear there are ghosts. And I mean, I've never seen a ghost, so
right.
I don't really.
But people have stories.
They do.
Well, you would think. I mean, this is a place where thousands of men. I mean, what was the number you have? I'm not going to put you on the spot. Just because you grew up there doesn't mean you should know.
It's in the.
Tens of thousands.
At least. At least.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if there's going to be some places. Come on, Devin. You got to admit, if there's going to be some place that's haunted, it's going to be Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, going to Devil's Den late night was definitely something we all did.
Now in Libertyville, did you go to Adlai? Not Adlai. Was Adlai Stevenson your high school?
No, Libertyville High School.
Libertyville High
Stevenson
School.
Stevenson was like our big rival, supposedly.
Yeah, the big fancy schmancy school out there. It had to be all brand spanking new when you started going.
What's that, Libertyville?
Yeah, no, the Adlai Stevenson.
Stevenson. Yeah, they had a new school. Yeah, I was gonna say Libertyville was pretty darn old when I was going there. Like,
you sound angry about it.
It was
fix this
funny.
Stuff up.
Yeah.
And ETHS is a huge school. It's like a small town.
Yes. It's very huge.
Yeah. I went to Lane Tech. Like, so my husband and I always talk about how big. Like, you guys have I think you had an archery range in the basement. Did you know that?
What? That I didn't know.
Yeah, I believe it was an archery.
But it was definitely when I first entered into ETHS, it was like a small college to me.
Yeah. It's a massive school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has a great history. Yeah. And now Greg, from Winnetka, what high school, may I ask?
That would be the New Trier High School.
Oh, well,
I say it like Ohio State University.
Did you know that our governor, his daughter could have gone to New Trier, but instead he like pulled some strings so she could go to Walter Payton in Chicago? Like, why would you?
I did not.
New Trier is like one of the best high schools in the country. Was there a lot of pressure there to like maintain that status?
To
like every day where your teacher's going, we are the best in the country. Why don't you live up to that?
I don't know. I don't think I felt that pressure, actually.
I really think you should if you guys have that title. I think it should be beaten into you every single day just to have that status. So were you playing in the band in high school?
I played piano all growing up. And then in the band, I played trombone.
Ooh.
So I'm a trombone player.
You were trying to figure out if that was a trombonist.
Yes.
But that sounds a little dirty. More after this on 720 WGN. It is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase studio, and we are thrilled to have Molehill with us. Here they are with their song, Ghost Town.
Drop your guns and I'll drop mine. I've seen enough wasted life. My heart has tumbleweeds and I need to move on with my life. You and I will never love again. Lay your weapons down. No need to fight in this.
Hold it. That's the best thing ever.
Oh, my God, that was remarkable. Thank you so much. That's Mahil. Come on and grab your microphones again before you guys grab some pizza from Lou Malnati's.
I'm tempted to tell them to break stuff in the studio, but I feel like that's the wrong thing to do.
It's been a while since we've had a full kit. A whole drum and
a little bit like a more intimate approach the last few weeks. So I figured this was good to bring in guys with a keyboard, a drum set.
Yeah, no, because I forgot what my clavicle felt like when it vibrated. I forgot what that was like.
It's right there, right
across my shoulders. Yeah, got it. Thank you so much, you guys. This is Mahil. We've got Greg, Devin, Peter, and Trevor in studio with us. And they've been playing for some great music. How long have you guys been together, Greg?
I joined the band. I was the last member in 2009.
Oh, so 2009. That's a good standing band. We're getting a no from from Peter and
Early
Trevor.
2010.
Early 2010.
Beginning of 2010.
So, that was really close.
I came in August 2009. Oh, yeah, you came in 2010.
So who started the band then?
Me. And Trevor.
It had to be Manhart, of course.
Manhart. I'm sorry. That's such a fun name.
It's cool. Yeah, you can say it all you like.
I feel like that should be like that's such a great romance novel name. Peter Manhart. It's already got to be out there. So what made you want to collect these talented young men to be in your band?
You know, it was just kind of a random chance that everybody sort of like showed up, because for a while I kind of had the band and I was always trying to find new personnel and everything. And then Trevor, one of our old bassists, was in the grad school, the master's program for upright bass at DePaul. And so he introduced Trevor to me, and then Trevor and I have been playing together now for like 8 years or something like that
at this point. That's a pretty long time. We've had a lot of bands in studio, and I mean, you go through phases where, you know, you kind of try to find the right fit. So this is a pretty long-standing band that you have here.
Yeah, that was the big trick, is like finding people that are all like-minded and ready to commit and are good at instruments and willing to play for not any money at first. So,
and that's
it takes a while to find that.
It's a lot of artists you have. Yeah. And what do you do to support the work that you do? Can I ask? I'll go around. What else do you do?
Like day jobs?
Yeah,
I work for a website. I'm a product manager.
Okay,
so I'm a people person who talks to the engineers, the customers.
Because they're not always easy to talk to.
That's true.
It's just a different frame of mind. That's all. And Devin?
Uber.
Oh, really? I had an interesting Uber ride tonight. Anyway, so that wasn't you. No, that wasn't you. I haven't had you. I haven't had you yet, Devin. I'll try to. There's no way to request drivers.
We'll talk afterwards.
Oh, you take care of me. You take care of me. All right, give me a promo code, whatever it is. And how about yourself, Peter?
I work in finance right now for a trading firm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be challenging, and yet it's not. I mean, creatively, how does that feel when you know what else you want to be doing?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little soul crushing. It feels like I'm working for the devil a little bit. So
Are you actually trading stuff? Like, is Manhart yelling on the Wall Street floor or something?
I
trade, buy, sell.
A little bit, yeah.
Manhart.
Yeah. You know, there's actually another.
I want him to sign off every sentence with just Manhart.
After each trade, I say Manhart. Yeah. No, there's. I actually have an uncle, Peter Manhart, who reads on. What station is it? 780, I want to say, but he reads.
Oh, don't talk about.
Oh, shoot. No, I mean 720. No, but he reads. He reads like the weekly grain report, and it's another Peter Manhart.
Oh, wow.
He's got a low, smoky voice, but don't listen to that station.
It's totally fine. Please. We're fine. We're fine. We're totally fine. It's all right. And how about yourself, Trevor?
I play at a theater in the suburbs doing like musicals. Right now I'm doing Sister Act at the Marriott Theater.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So kind of, and you have like a different, then you have a sort of a challenge of a different rotation and the different stylings you have to put together for each production.
Yeah, yeah. And then I also do a decent amount of teaching. Like I teach at Illinois Wesleyan, and I'm going to sleep a couple hours and drive down to Bloomington tomorrow.
Is that why you were like, so how many songs are we doing? Because we got to go. Yeah. We got to go. Whenever pizza. Well, I want to welcome you to have some pizza. Before we do that, though, just one more question. If you guys want to talk a little bit about the process for writing music and putting these pieces together, how does that begin? Is it just sort of a collaboration? Do you have, you know, one day we get together and go, this is what I've been thinking about?
We definitely do not get together and jam.
No.
A lot of bands seem to do that. We don't because of our schedules and my impatience. They're all laughing. Or
it's
not.
It's not untrue.
No. Devin just gave a very subtle, yeah, it's about
right. Yeah. Well, you know, getting four people together is tough enough, and then getting four people to actually not play while someone else is trying to communicate is really difficult. So we do a lot of writing just like through Dropbox. Like,
oh, interesting. Sure.
I'll flesh
out. Shared files.
Yeah. And we just listen and, you know, do tons of email chains and, you know, submit, you know, vocal ideas, bass ideas back and forth. But yeah, it's all pretty much online. And then we get together and start rehearsing those pretty fleshed out ideas.
And where can we find your music online? Is there any place? No?
What do you
want to let people know about how to find you in whatever capacity that is, live or...
Yeah, so we actually have a show coming up on March 5th, Saturday, March 5th at Martyrs.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and it's a Southwest send-off show. A South by Southwest send-off show. We're going...
What?
Yeah, we're going to Austin. We were there last year. We have a couple showcases lined up. So we'll be playing down there. You know, we're on YouTube. You can just search Molehill, Molehill Band, Chicago Molehill, whatever. And molehillmusic.com is our website. But we're on everything, Spotify, SoundCloud, all that good stuff.
All that stuff.
It might be on MySpace still.
Yeah.
It's coming back. I've heard it's coming back.
Please check
just
us out there.
Just for music.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. I lied. One more question. So where'd the name Molehill come from? Manhart.
Yeah, that was, you know.
You need the initials MH. You used to like want to put on your...
Oh, yeah. I never even thought about that, but that's
seriously.
Great. No, I never did. No, it's, you know, kind of because.
Craig's all excited.
No, I'm sure he just realized that now.
What? Yeah, nobody's... now I'm like, Molehill Manhart.
What?
No, it's, you know, kind of because we started out as a, the band started in Champaign, and there was this big.
What?
I went to school down in Champaign, so I started the band down there.
It's a lovely institution.
Yeah, it was a good time for sure.
Great bands come out of Champaign.
Yeah, tons of good bands.
And was Blind Pig still there when you were? Not that I ever.
You know, kind of. It was closed for most time, and then it opened up right as I was about to leave.
Okay.
But they didn't have music there. But yeah, there was a good music scene, but we were kind of, you know, when we started out, we were a tiny little deal, and, you know, we weren't like part of like the cool, hip crowd of bands. And so we called ourselves Molehill because, you know, we're a small thing now, and then one day we'll be big, you know, as in make a mountain out of a molehill.
But you'll still be called a molehill.
Yeah, then it'll be
molehill
ironic.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. Grab
thank
some
you
pizza.
So much for having us.
Oh,
really,
of course. Our
it.
Pleasure. We look forward to having you back. And
awesome.
Again, their show is on Saturday, March 5th at Martyrs, and they're heading out to South by Southwest. Have a good time, guys.
Cool.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot. Thank you.